الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج. As we read from the second quarter of Sayyakul, that Allah explained, first gave an index of all the qualities of bir, goodness, and whoever does this becomes from amongst the abrar. Then in that now the details, all various aspects have been explained. Yesterday we read about eating halal, how important it is, and that in Ramadan we stay away from halal food. So like that we must stay away from haram in Ramadan and the rest of Ramadan also. As we stay away from halal food during the day of Ramadan and we keep the roza of staying away from halal, we must keep the roza of staying away from haram our whole lives, all the time. Further now, another aspect of all these good qualities and the teachings of Islam are mentioned here. Yeah, in this ayat Allah says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ تُجھ سے پوچھتے ہیں حال نئے چاند کا. They ask you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what is the story of the moon? We say that the moon at the beginning of the month is very thin, the fine crescent, which is difficult to see. Then in about 14 days it becomes the full moon. And then it starts declining again and becomes again a little crescent. And this is happening all the time. Of course, they did not have the knowledge of astronomy and that. So they asked this, what is the moon all about? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them, Allah Ta'ala said, that he tell them what is the story of the moon. قُلْ هِيَ مَوَاقِتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِ. کہہ دے کہ یہ اوقات مقرر ہے لوگوں کے واسطے اور حج کے واسطے. Tell them this is how you will calculate your calendar from the moon and how you will calculate your days for Hajj, for giving your zakat, for the month of Ramadan, for all other matters also, for all your dealings. You make a deal with a person, I'll pay you in 2 months. How will you measure that 2 months? Just watch the moon. And Allah has made it the very easy way to calculate our time with the sun. Though it has become easy from us using the solar calendar. And that is, you need a lot of knowledge of astronomy, mathematics, all calculations. And even today, it is not practical that everyone will acquire all this knowledge. So what the moon, each and every one can see it. It is very clear that the new month has started now. Now it is the middle of the month, and to count the days from when the new moon was seen, this is very, very easy. So you can calculate all your matters. So Allah has made the moon for us to calculate our calendars and our time for all our matters. When will it be Ramadan? When will it be Eid? Etc. It is easy. Even about the moon, we have complicated it. Otherwise, even today, there is no need for all this confusion that we have created. It is simple and straightforward. And if we follow the laws of Sharia, we will have no complications whatsoever. But we give preference for our own type of unity which we want for Eid. For example, some people want one Eid in the whole world. Islam did not decree that. Islam said for every locality is their Eid. So according to that locality, they see the moon, they make their Eid. There is no big deal, no confusion, straightforward it is. But we want unity in the country and we want unity in the world, etc. Eid is not a matter of that unity. Eid is to celebrate according to the command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah has made it very easy by which we can calculate it. Then the sun's calculation, also Allah has kept it for us the easy way. That is our namaz times. Everyone can see when the sun is rising. So before sunrise, it is clear that the sun is going to rise. It's time for Fajr. Zawal time, each and every person can calculate the time of Zawal very easily. Just put a stick and see the shadow that was long from the morning. When it comes to its shortest, that is now Zawal time. When it starts increasing again, now the time of Zuhr has set in. The time of Asr, everyone can see clearly in the sky that it is Asr time now. The sun has set, it's Maghrib time. It has become complete dark, it is Isha time. So Allah has made all this very easy for us. With the moon also, what was easy for us? With the sun also. And this is our calculation with the moon. That is the lunar calendar. And this is Fard Kifaya. That is, at least there must be some people who are following and watching the dates of the Islamic calendar. The rest will be absorbed. And in any case, it is for all of us that we are Muslims, we should follow the Muslim calendar. For example, each one should know our date of birth Islamically. It is so sad we are Muslims, but everyone will know his English date of birth. But we ask anyone his Islamic date of birth, very few will know it. We might blame our parents, I was just a baby when I was born. But it is very easy to find out later that what was my Islamic date of birth. And in any case, who of us know the our marriage date, Islamic marriage date? That also we all will know the English date, but we won't know the Islamic date. We are not English people, we are not non-Muslim people, we are Muslim people. And we have got our calendar, we should follow according to that. And at least in all our Islamic matters, we should use the Islamic date. How many of us, for so many of our Islamic occasions, some jalsas, ijtima, whatever it might be, we only use the English date. And some of us, for example, the ijtima, we'll use the Easter weekend. And we'll refer to a Christian, their celebration we are having that ijtima. All this we should refer to the Islamic date. We are Muslims and we should bring about Islam in everything. In our calendar also, we should follow our Islamic date. And one easy way is, if we read one surah every day of the Quran Sharif, and we read it from after Ramzan, according to the English date, we will know which surah I am reading, so that is the English date. If the month is 29, just cover up that one surah. If it is 30, it's 30 surahs. It is so easy. And in that way, we will know our Islamic date also all the time. So anyway, Allah has given us the measurement. Allah has given us a time, which is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah takes qasam of time, wal asr. That was qasam of time. And then the measurement of time is also a very great ni'mat. And Allah made it for the Muslims very easy. Our calendar, we calculate according to the moon, which is each and every person can see in the sky. And our daily namaz times, Allah made it according to the sun, which also we don't need any astronomical education, any mathematics or anything else. Just by looking up, we can see it. So Allah has made it very easy. And of course, naturally, there will be great barakah if we follow the Islamic time. Even our times of the day, we should try and follow according from Maghrib time, should be 12 o'clock. That is the Maghrib time. And from there, about 1.5 hours later, so 1:30 will be Isha. All this should be also according to Islamic time. But the Islamic daily clock watch, practically nobody, it is being used. It was in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. It has gone less until now. Perhaps they don't anymore have those watches also. However, alhamdulillah, there are still plenty Muslim countries in Africa particularly, like Tanzania, other countries, where they watch and they do things according to the Islamic clock. We should at least have in our house, where today there are so many watches, put one watch according to Islamic time. at least one watch when it's 12 o'clock sunset. At sunset, we put it on 12 o'clock and try and get used to the Islamic time. This is also one great aspect of our deen, which is almost completely dead in us. We don't have, and we don't, a thought doesn't come to us of Islamic calendar, of Islamic time. Very, very fortunate and very beloved will be those people who will bring it alive. Allah will love them very greatly. And what Allah had sent with the whole of Islam, one great aspect is our calendar also. And whoever will strive to bring it alive, at least in his life, in his home, Allah will love that person very greatly. May Allah use us to bring the whole of Islam alive in the whole world. And not just blindly that we are following the West and all their methods in everything, we are following them. And we don't even realize it. We are just following them blindly in everything. May Allah give us all tawfiq.